Cross the Line on OFM is brought to you by Checkers. When the games begin, Checkers' champion lineup is united by one thing, the fire. So light the fire and braai with SA's best this weekend. Checkers, better and better.
And Across the Line brings you another Rugby World Cup report. The Springboks are braced for a big test on Sunday when they lock horns with Tonga at the Rugby World Cup in France. Now, the Boks are on 10 points after three games following wins against Scotland and Romania, while last week they unfortunately lost 13-8 to Ireland, which still hurts a little bit. For the Springboks to keep their chances of qualifying for the quarterfinals alive, a bonus point this week is a must. The Scots are on 5 points after two games, but they are by no means out of the World Cup. A bonus point win against Romania and the Irish will make things very interesting in Pool B, and it could be the Boks crashing out. A bonus point for the Scottish against Ireland next week is unlikely, but this World Cup has already proven that nothing is impossible. The former Cheetahs outside back, Willie Leroux, warned that Tonga boasts with players such as the former All Black Malachi Fekitoa.
I think that he wouldn't have played there for them if he wasn't good enough, and he's playing here now. So he's an unbelievable player. So, like I said, they can do anything from anywhere on the field. He must be awake from everywhere on the field. It's special players. Our defense has to be up for it.
Sunday's huge game at the Stade Velodrome kicks off at 9 p.m. Meanwhile, tonight in Lyon, the three-time world champions, the All Blacks, will be up against the Azzurri of Italy in what will be a huge Pool A clash. Amazingly, the pressure will be on the New Zealanders heading into the test as they lost to France in the opening game of the World Cup. A defeat tonight to Italy, as unlikely as it could be, will see the All Blacks crashing out of the World Cup as they only have 5 points from their two games. Italy are currently on 10 points from two, while France are on 13 from three. The All Blacks lock, Brody Retallick, said they are geared for the pressure test.
Nah, not at all. I think it's a World Cup, you know. Obviously, with not getting the result against France in the opening pool game, then we need to win all three to be in control of where we want to be. So, you know, we've talked about before we even left New Zealand that World Cup's a difference, and yeah, there's the added pressure of playing in Lear with, you know, the way the result needs to go for us and for them. So that's what World Cups are all about, and that's why we play the games, being these big test matches.
This evening's game in Lyon kicks off at 9 p.m. Now tomorrow, Argentina will face Chile, Fiji will be in action against Georgia, and Scotland takes on Romania. In Sunday's other games, the Wallabies will tackle Portugal. And that's it for Across the Line. I'll be back with more sport at 5:30.
Across the Line on OFM was brought to you by Checkers. Level up your shopping game at Checkers and save on deals like Steakhouse Classic Rump, perfect on the braai every time. Enjoy savings in-store or get them from cart to your couch with Checkers 60-60. Checkers, better and better.